You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
You are going to be a force for good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
Initiate procedure.
We are go.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Stand by.
Welcome to DW60's Press Roll Podcast, episode 14. Jeff Davis here with you. So glad you decided to stop by and check out the podcast wherever you may be listening. We are definitely glad that you are here. And we're here to recap what I talked about this past week during DW60 on Press Row. The headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. Listener emails, rumors, a lot more this week. Here's what we're going to talk about. All right. So you've got the opportunity, if you want to, you know I'm not the biggest fan of this, but Disney's Pop Century now has the minivan service, which is real nice. This was interesting. The Secret Service made a visit to Walt Disney World. Wonder why that happened. And it is definitely going to be an incredible summer at the Walt Disney World Resort. Details on that. Lots of moving pieces, as you know, over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And now Toy Story Mania is being impacted because of that. The Atlanta Braves have announced a new extended schedule for their spring training. And also, now that we've had the outcome of the big Super Bowl, people from Pennsylvania can get a nice package over at the Swan and Dolphin. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for those headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Weeby Geeks Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand at 486 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. What more can I say? 486 days is a long time. It's longer than I thought it would be in the first place. But we still don't know what's going to happen. So we just continue to count and count and count, which now stands at 486 days. Well, back on February the 5th, guests staying at Disney's Pop Century Resort now have the option to use the minivan service, which can drive them to any part of the Walt Disney World property they want to go to. Another resort, the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, whatever. Minivans, you know they're partnered with Lyft. You can use the Lyft app in order to get the ride. It's a flat rate of $20 per ride. Now, you all know I've talked about this before. I'm not the biggest fan about it. Because, let's think about it. You're wasting away $20 when you could just, one, use your own vehicle if you've got it. I would be surprised if some of you are using the minivan service when you have your own vehicle there. And if you don't, and you don't have a rental car, why not just use Disney transportation? I understand what you're going to say. Jeff, Disney transportation is not reliable, like the buses, for instance. Sure, I get it. They're not reliable sometimes. They're late sometimes. It takes forever for them to show up. And then when you do get on them, especially at a night when it's packed at the Magic Kingdom, you know they're going to pack them in those buses like sardines. And it's literally standing room only. Everybody's tired. They're grumpy. They smell. You got people out there who don't use deodorant. It happens. Kids are half awake, half asleep, can barely stand, and it's miserable to get on a Disney bus. I get that. I've been through it too. But guess what? It's included in your Disney vacation package complimentary service to the parks, back to your resort via Disney transportation, the buses, the monorail, stuff like that. Why pay $20 to get on a minivan? Sure, they're cute. They've got polka dots. Yeah. I don't think it's worth the $20. But if you want the service, it is there at Disney's Pop Century Resort, the first value resort that now offers the service. Now, remember, it's also available at the Boardwalk Resort, the Caribbean Beach Resort, the Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Old Key West, the Polynesian Village, Saratoga Springs, Fort Wilderness. I'm sorry, Disney's Wilderness Lodge, not Fort Wilderness. Yacht Club. And also, we talked about this, what, last week? Orlando International Airport. You can now take the minivan service from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort. $150 is what that is going to cost you. And I told you guys last week, use the Magical Express. Again, included in your Disney vacation package. Don't waste $150. Just wait in the line. Let them get your bags. Go to your resort. Start your vacation. Save the $150 for food, snacks, Dole Whips, dining, whatever. Jewelry, purses, hats, t-shirts. The list can go on and on, which you can spend $150 on at Walt Disney World. Or maybe just one piece of art that you've always wanted. Well, you can't have it now because you spent $150 on the minivan service. Or you spent too much on the minivan service to and from the parks from your resort for $20 a pop. But the option is there. Use it if you like. All right. The Secret Service. I told you guys they decided to visit Walt Disney World, apparently, a few days ago. And from what we are reading, no, it wasn't to scout ahead for a presidential visit to the Vacation Kingdom, but it was for an arrest. Walt Disney World security led Secret Service to an arrest over the Art of Animation Resort because they became suspicious after noticing an excessive amount of purchases made over at Disney Springs. So they went over to the Art of Animation Resort. They went to the room. They knocked. Nobody answered. So they went ahead and went inside, and they found numerous credit cards there in the room, so they quickly contacted the Secret Service. Okay. Could have just called the cops, right? Why Secret Service? But it ended up that $5,000 worth in fraudulent charges were made on the card. And while the room was being investigated, four Brazilian men showed up. And one of the men possessed a card decoder and dozens of cards inside of his luggage. That guy was arrested. He's currently in custody at the Orange County Jail. And there's an ongoing investigation with that. But the Secret Service, just call Orange County Sheriffs. Why Secret Service? Why? I don't know. But no, the president is not going to Walt Disney World, so don't worry about that. All right, it's shaping up to be an incredible summer at the Walt Disney World Resort with new attractions, entertainment, experiences, and a whole lot more at all four theme parks beginning Memorial Day weekend, May the 25th through the 27th, 2018. You're going to have stuff like The Incredibles take over Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. You'll have the Guardians of the Galaxy taking the stage at Epcot. Star-Lord, Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy will join an alien band taking guests on a journey through the cosmos. Party's going to feature hits from Awesome Mixtapes 1 and 2, fun and favorite tunes from the two movies, their soundtracks, building the anticipation for a new Epcot Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, which we know is being built currently in the former area of Ellen's Energy Adventure. Also, this is sounding pretty good. Adventurers meet up, a great bird adventure, and a dino-tastic celebration for Donald Duck will debut at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Also, you can see Incredibles 2 over at AMC Disney Springs if you want to check out the movie. And, of course, Toy Story Land opens at Disney's Hollywood Studios, the major highlight of the incredible summer will be the grand opening of Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The new 11-acre land will shrink guests to the size of a toy and allow them to go explore the fun and adventure in Andy's backyard. Their guests can experience two new attractions, the family coaster Slinky Dog Dash and also Alien Swirling Saucers. Toy Story Land's also going to feature an existing guest favorite attraction, Toy Story Mania, which will expand to add a third track into the rotation. The land's Woody's Lunchbox will be a new quick service restaurant that will offer up some tasty meals, old-fashioned soda floats to Toy Story Land guests. So a very incredible summer happening at the Walt Disney World Resort, May the 25th through the 27th, 2018. Nice to know that. All right, there have been a lot of moving pieces over at Disney's Hollywood Studios with all the construction going on. You know, it was reported a few weeks ago that Toy Story Mania was going to be at limited capacity through May to accommodate the construction of the ride's new entrance into Toy Story Land. Well, because of that construction, Disney says they will not be any offerings for Fast Pass reservations for the attraction during the whole month of April, the whole time. So those of you who may have or may not have made Fast Pass reservations, just know that during the month of April, you can't get a Fast Pass for Toy Story Mania. So what does that mean? The line for that attraction is going to be massive. Long waits for Toy Story Mania. It's going to be happening April 9th through May the 7th. And that's according to statements from cast members at the attraction. How is that going to affect your day? Well, maybe you want to go to the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Maybe you want to do Star Tours, something else. You may not want to wait in that line for Toy Story Mania at Disney's Hollywood Studios. All right, the Atlanta Braves announced that they will have extended their spring training agreement with the ESPN Wide World of Sports at Walt Disney World through next April 2019. This wasn't going to happen originally. Now, the Braves have a new facility under construction in West Villages in the city of Northport, Sarasota County. So, as of right now, 2019 will be their final spring training at the complex. Now, the Braves have held their spring training at the Wide World of Sports since 1998 and have a full schedule set for this year, including games at Champion Stadium. You know, I've never been to the sports complex, Wide World of Sports. Never been there. Have not stepped foot in that place one time. I don't know. Something just doesn't appeal to me. When I go to Disney, I want to go to the Magic Kingdom. I want to go to Blizzard Beach. I want to go eat at the Polynesian. I don't really want to go to the sports place. Nah, not for me. But if you're an avid visitor to that area, they are going to be there through 2019, so that's kind of nice. All right, so now that we know the outcome of the Super Bowl, residents of Pennsylvania can book the Champions Package at Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Resort. It includes a $100 credit for a championship caliber meal at any restaurant at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Resort and a complimentary room upgrade. The Champions Package is valid for stays through December the 24th, 2018, with a minimum of 3 nights. For additional information, visit the offer page of swandolphin.com, or you can call 1-800-227-1500 and mention CHAMPS. Valid state identification will be required at check-in, and taxes, resort fees, and gratuities are not included. The promotion cannot be combined with other special offers or promotions and will not be applied to existing reservations or groups. So, we got that going on. Headlines, those are what the headlines are. Now we've got rumors and we've got emails coming up on Press Row.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Sorcerer Radio is celebrating its 17th year of Disney music, and we'd like to thank the listeners for sticking with us. To celebrate, we're giving away free Sorcerer Radio stickers to all of our listeners. To receive your sticker, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Sorcerer Radio, P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. That's Sorcerer Radio, P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. Thanks again, and here's to many more years of radio magic. Offer valid for U.S. residents.
There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. And now, there's two new themed coffees waiting to be explored. Get your motor running with Route 66 Tire Fix, a smooth breakfast blend perfect for the world's fastest racing machine's big race, or just a low and slow cruise through town. Are you looking for something a little darker? Whether your day involves ruling the galaxy or simply crushing a rebellion, Darkside Roast will give you the power to complete your day's mission. You'll never have to force yourself to awaken when you brew Darkside Roast. So why not brew a little magic at your home? Try one of these new small batch roasted themed coffees, or pick up an old favorite at expeditionroasters.com. And don't forget, Sorcerer Radio listeners can take 20% off your first order with code SR20. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY today or visit storybookdestinations.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW16 Rumor of the Week.
Well, if you're looking to get a reservation over at the Be Our Guest restaurant for dinner after July the 1st, for some reason, you're not able to. You go on the Disney website, the My Disney Experience app, you call dining or anything else like that, and you say, oh yeah, I'd like a reservation for July the 3rd for dinner over at the Be Our Guest restaurant or whatever, or August, whatever. Nothing is available. They say, well, there's nothing there to offer you. The option is just gone for some reason. And it's kind of weird because nobody's getting any real answer as to why no dining reservations are available after July the 1st at the Be Our Guest restaurant. Some are speculating that Disney is about to change the Be Our Guest restaurant to a signature dining option. Kind of like Cinderella's Royal Table, signature dining. Yeah, takes two dining credits to enjoy that. Now, we all know that, you know, dinner at the Be Our Guest restaurant is pretty special. The theming, the food, the characters, all fantastic. Even lunch service at the Be Our Guest restaurant is really good. Recently, though, we talked about a few weeks ago how Disney has been testing using paper plates instead of regular plates for their lunch service. And a lot of people are kind of scratching their head going, well, why is that happening? What's the point? That, along with no reservations available after July the 1st, could be the reason why we're hearing about these rumors when it comes to the Be Our Guest restaurant. So is that going to change your future selections with Be Our Guest? If it takes two dining credits per person, are you going to say, maybe the food isn't all that great? or maybe not. Maybe you're going to say, we're going to do it either which way. We're just going to sacrifice one day so that we can have dinner here. It's a possibility. But it's a rumor. It's speculation. We'll watch and we'll see what happens. I don't know. But I found that interesting. Got that from a listener. Now, I asked you at the beginning of the show, what does a Disney classic attraction mean to you? Is it the type of attraction that you literally can't mess with? When it comes to Disney Imagineers, and they go, oh, well, we're thinking of doing some changes to Peter Pan. And people are like, what? What are you thinking? What? Don't change anything. Don't touch it. A lot of people got really upset when they got rid of Mr. Toad's Wild Ride in Fantasyland. A lot of people got really upset when they implemented Jack Sparrow into Pirates of the Caribbean. A lot of people got upset when they added scenes to the Haunted Mansion. So some attractions you just shouldn't mess with. But what if it's an attraction that you're kind of 50-50 on? You know, sometimes when I play a song during DW60, I get some people who go, oh, Jeff, are you kidding me? Why are you playing that? I hate that song. And then there are some people who absolutely love it. And it's this one. So, It's a Small World is one of those extremely 50-50 type of Disney attractions. You either love It's a Small World and going on the boat ride, seeing all the dolls, and there's just stuff going on everywhere on It's a Small World. Some people love it, and there's some people who have been on it once, and they've gone into a coma and can't go on it again because they just the repetitiveness of the song destroys their life. I guess, I don't know. So, but it's a classic Disney attraction. It's an attraction Walt put together himself out there in Disneyland. It's an original. I mean, well, the original is out there in Disneyland, but, you know, still. It's a Small World at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World is a classic attraction. And it has its moments when, you know, the line is not that long in maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Depending on the time of year sometimes. Not like something like Peter Pan's Flight, which always has a long line for the attraction. Small World, it's a hit or miss. Then when you get into spring break or you get into the summer months or the holiday season, you could see a 60 to 65 minute wait for It's a Small World. This was brought to my attention the other day, and I had not heard about this yet. There are numerous Disney-related sites that have been talking about the past few weeks about It's a Small World closing at the Magic Kingdom due to not many guests visiting the attraction. And from what they are saying, they can attract more guests by changing the theme of the attraction to this movie.
And sweep till the floor's all clean. Polish and wax, do laundry and mop and shine up. Sweep again, and by then it's like 7:15. And so I'll wait up, or maybe.
So the Disney movie Tangled, very, very popular movie when it came out. It's been a few years, I understand that, I get it. But that is the movie that Disney is thinking of retheming that area where currently It's a Small World is at. And I kind of shook my head and I went, you're seriously messing with, you know, a Disney classic attraction here. But why would you use that movie? Why specifically that one? The more that I think about it, what's right next door to It's a Small World. If you're looking at the building, you're looking at the attraction, and you look to your left, what do you see? Restrooms, charging stations, and a tower that overlooks it all. The Tangle-themed restroom area and charging station area is right there next door. Now, that makes sense for them to say, well, yeah, it's right next door. Why not make an attraction right door next to it? Would it be a boat ride? Would it be a dark ride? Would we lose the water effect completely? Would they gut the inside and do a whole new attraction? Or would they keep the water portion of it? Hard to say. But that is the chatter right now on a few Disney-related websites, is that It's a Small World would go away. You would only have the one at Disneyland, and Tangled would be a brand new attraction in the Magic Kingdom. Now, there are some of you out there going, yes, yes, yes. And there are other going, oh, gosh, please, no, don't do that. Don't mess with a classic Disney attraction. What says you? Would you care if they got rid of It's a Small World? Or would it devastate you? Those are your rumors here on Press Row.
It's email time.
It's email time. Hey, everybody, it's email time.
Couple of emails to go over from you guys. This one comes from Andy Berg. He says, I heard a rumor that I'm sure you've heard of, and I'm pretty excited about it. I heard the rumor of Disney scrapping the Main Street theater plans and using a good portion of that now freed up money and building an all-new monorail fleet. It was said that they felt the theater wouldn't really increase attendance at the Magic Kingdom, probably due to the pretty much everyone who wasn't a huge fan of it. Andy, I have actually not heard this rumor one single bit. I have, of course, heard about the dislike of the Main Street Theater and why they were putting it in the first place. A lot of people didn't understand it. A lot of people don't understand where it's actually being placed. Not very popular when they talked about it at the D23 Expo last year. But I have not heard that they are, you know, not doing it to use that money for a monorail fleet. I don't think, even if they were to say, you know, we're not going to do the Main Street Theater, we're not going to do it, I don't even think saving that money could cover the cost of a brand new monorail fleet. I just don't think it's enough, to be perfectly honest with you. But that is a rumor that I have not heard. That is a new one. I'll do some more research. I'll do some asking around, see if anybody else has heard the same thing as well. And we'll see. We'll find out whether or not that's just somebody saying, hey, this sounds good, or if it's a legit rumor, you know, with speculation that it could come true. So we'll check that out. All right. Our final email says this. Hi, Mr. Jeff. As with everything else, time for a change at Epcot. I mean, after 19 years of being a featured attraction, well, that's an awful long time. And hearing that, the main centerpiece being the globe floating in the lagoon is sinking, well, why not just build a replacement globe and keep the show as is? Wouldn't it be cheaper than creating a whole new theme? Or is Disney management thinking too much out of the box? I don't know. Maybe this sinking is a good thing to bring something new and refreshing in. Only time will tell. As far as wishes, it goes away, then it goes away. I was never a fan of wishes. There was just something about that. Don't know if it was the narration or the music or whatever, but I was never impressed by it. I'm not a hard to impress person, but that was never my favorite. I think that may go back to my childhood of being afraid of the loud booms, but that's just me. In my humble opinion, I think there needs to be a whole new management system that should go back to the original vision Walt Disney had, and I'm not even sure what that vision is or was, and if the new management grasped it. I don't think anyone really knew, but in looking at his past sketches, it just doesn't seem to be on track as is present. With Epcot, we seem to turn it into nothing more than an up-to-date amusement park. With all the changes that's taking place, I'm not sold that was the vision Walt had for Epcot. As much as I love Disney because it brings out the child in me that I will never have again, this is why I will never go back. Sad, but that's the facts. By the way, love your show. Much regards, Angela. Well, Angela, here's the thing. 19 years is a really long time for one show. Cost-effective-wise, to build a new globe and stick it out there, you could do that. It might be a little bit cheaper. But when you look at a show that's been running for 19 years, sometimes you talk to people who have been to Walt Disney World a few times, and you may meet up with some of your friends, and you know, you've been walking around the World Showcase, you had dinner, you're doing whatever, and you look at them and say, well, you know, we're going to find a good spot for Illuminations. What are you guys going to do? And they look at you and they say, we're going to head over to the Magic Kingdom, you know, maybe go on It's a Small World. You know why they say that? They say that because Illuminations is old. It's repetitive. They've seen it already so many times, it doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't stimulate the end of their evening at Epcot. And when Disney hears that people are starting to say something like that, it gives them a reason to create a brand new show. The sinking globe, the centerpiece of Illuminations Reflections of Earth, is even more incentive to put together something new. Now, they could keep it just as simple as rebuilding the barge, putting the globe on top of it, maybe updating the fireworks, maybe updating the music to Illuminations. That could be done. All in all, I think Illuminations needs to go. I think it's time. Now, when it comes to wishes, you're right. Some people like it, some people don't. Some people didn't care that it went away. Some people, like I've said before, it devastated them, but they love this new show that's playing. People who have recently seen it for the first time have gone, wow, look what I've been missing. That could be the exact same thing that they say when Illuminations goes away, whenever that may be, and a brand new show ends the evening there at the World Showcase in Epcot. So I get what you're saying. I get what Disney is saying. Time will only tell as to how much longer Illuminations Reflections of Earth will last until the globe sinks to the bottom of the lagoon. If you've got an email, a question, a comment, remember, you can always let me know. Those are your headlines, your rumors, and your emails here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
So after DW60 aired this past week on Sorcerer Radio, did receive a couple of emails that I wanted to read to you guys. First one says this: Hi Jeff, my name is Lauren. I live in Brevard County, Florida, and have an annual pass to Disney World. It only takes me 45 minutes to get to Disney, so my family and friends and I go to Disney almost every weekend. Let me stop right there. Lauren, first of all, I'm extremely jealous and envious of you getting to go to Disney every single weekend, pretty much. I have an annual pass, and I don't get to go every weekend because I'm still about 500-something miles away. It doesn't take me 45 minutes. It takes me like 5.5 hours to get to Disney, so I'm very envious of that. All right, on with your email here. She said, it would be sad to see them get rid of It's a Small World. It's a classic ride at Disney. I remember going on that ride as a kid with my mom and dad. When I was in college, I brought some of my friends who have never been to Disney there for spring break and took them on It's a Small World for their first time. I also take people that have never been to Disney on Carousel of Progress. And I also hope they don't do something to the ride. I hope that too. I think it would be terrible if they get rid of It's a Small World. It's a Small World means iconic. Disney to me and everyone I think should go on It's a Small World at least once in their life. So I hope Disney does not get rid of the ride. What do you think of the ride It's a Small World? And also, what do you think if they were to get rid of It's a Small World at Disney's Magic Kingdom? I'm a huge fan of Disney. I'm a huge Disney fan. Most of my house is Disney, and my desk at work is mostly all Disney. My mom says I should live at Disney because of how much I live it. I say I would love to live in Disney World. Thanks for reading my email, Lauren Clark. Lauren, okay. I do love It's a Carousel Progress, by the way. I do love that attraction. It's one of my favorites. I try not to miss Carousel of Progress every time I go to Disney World. So, as far as, you know, the attraction, Small World, for me, the song, for some, the song, they really just don't like it. It annoys them. They cannot stand hearing it. It does not bother me all that much. It's a catchy song. It's a catchy little tune, because sometimes, even if you only hear 15 to 20 seconds of the song, it gets stuck in your head. You know, you're walking around for the rest of the day. Small world. It just happens. So when you go on the attraction at Disney, it's even worse, because you come off the attraction singing it even longer. And then when it comes to the attraction itself, I really do like the attraction. I enjoy it. One, it's air conditioned. Thank you, Disney. I love a good boat ride at Walt Disney World. There's just something about the boat rides. They're nice and smooth, relaxing. And when it comes to It's a Small World itself, what came from the minds of Disney Imagineers for this attraction is just amazing. All of the detail that was put into each doll, each scene, each country is just truly amazing to me. Yes. It's a fantastic attraction. I love it. I'll say I don't ride it every single time I go to Disney. That's not the case. But I do go on it. Now, what do I think if it were to go away? Consider this for just a moment. I understand that, you know, there are two attractions for It's a Small World. One, of course, at the Magic Kingdom, Walt Disney World. The other, in Anaheim, California, at Disneyland. Those are the two that are most accessible to us here in the U.S. If they were to get rid of It's a Small World at Disney World, yes, there would be a lot of upset people. Wouldn't upset me all that much. Because if I did want to go on the attraction again, and I do plan on going to Disneyland, I could go there. That's the original. That is the one that Walt put together himself. So it is possible to continue riding the attraction. Now, at the same time, I don't think Disney needs to get rid of a classic attraction like It's a Small World there in the Magic Kingdom. Replacing it with Tangled, I get the fact, like I said during Press Row, it's right there next to the Tangle-themed bathrooms. It would fit. It would definitely fit for that spot. I think it would be a very popular attraction. Look how popular Frozen is. Of course, it's over in Epcot. Still, look how popular. Kids loved the movie Tangled. Great theming, great story. I think a nice boat ride for that attraction really would work. It's a nice big building. You could do a lot with it. But at the same time, I would rather see Small World continue its residency right there in the Magic Kingdom. And I would like for them to put Tangled somewhere else. And then you go, well, Jeff, where are they going to put it? I really don't know. They did what they could to expand Fantasyland, the new expansion from a few years back. Did a pretty good job with it. You know, what is and what isn't working out of that area? Hard to say. But I would like to see an attraction for Tangled. I just don't know if I would like to see it replacing It's a Small World. If they did do it, it's not like I would protest. I think there may be a little Disney anarchy within the Disney community. Somewhere on social media, people would be upset. They'd probably, you know, start a petition like they always do. Oh, don't you dare, you know, sign this, you know, and Disney won't do it. I get that, but it's a 50-50 thing, you know, when it comes to people in small world. Some people love the attraction, like you, Lauren, and there are others who have commented on the post over on the DW60 Facebook page saying, hey, get rid of it. Get it out of here. I can't stand that attraction. I'm okay if they get rid of it. I'm okay if it sticks around. But I would like to see something from Tangled, other than bathrooms and charging stations, implemented into the Magic Kingdom somehow. If not the Magic Kingdom, why not, why not Disney's Hollywood Studios? I know there's a lot of construction over there. There's practically nothing to do over there right now. Knock down that old Indiana Jones stunt spectacular and build a Tangled attraction in its place. That could work. But either way, I'm good 50-50. Lauren, thank you so much for your email. Appreciate that. Also got an email from Angela. Hers is real simple. Said, I love that song because it brings the inner child in me out. Angela, I definitely agree with you. Those are some of your other emails for email time.
Oh, man, that's good. Young man. You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one.
Ico brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for sticking around and checking out the entire podcast. Now, if you want to contact me with any questions, you know, concerns, you got stories, or you may have something that you know about Walt Disney World that I haven't talked about that you want others to know about, all you have to do is send me an email. Send your email over to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on social media by heading over to Twitter. Twitter name is @DW_60. And, of course, you can also send a message to me on the DW60 Facebook page. Until next time, hope you have a fantastic week. This is Jeff Davis, DW60's Press Row Podcast. Have a great day.
Mission commencing.
This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee Imperium.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed it's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team.
If you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet.
And if you ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun.
Then don't let another week pass you by without tuning into
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel.
With news, rumors, commentary, and interviews.
As well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Official consulting hours are between 8 and 5 every other Thursday.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks on WeebieGeeks.net, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
Hey, you guys, it's Sabrina Bryan from the Cheetah Girls.
Hey, what's up? This is Corbin Blue.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Carroll. And as Ursula would say,
life's full of tough choices.
Shit.
The biggest Disney superstars. Listen to Sorcerer Radio.
The sound you hear is
Sorcerer Radio.
SRSounds.com.